We've set up a couple of subcommittees. So the main focus for us is about trying to connect with all of those who are interested in what we're doing. And to be honest, that's not difficult. They're telling us at the moment that everybody that we talk to is very supportive. They want to know what we're doing. So we're madly, you know, working on ways to keep people informed. So if anyone has website building expertise that they want to offer, we'd be interested because, you know, honestly, that is an important part of what we do is to communicate with people. The other one is about sort of building our brand. So, you know, that's going to be a long-term project as well.
Because to a large extent, the project is a brand, isn't it? That's largely what the project is.
That will be our end point. If we're successful in you know, 5 years' time, we would love to see this region recognised as a food destination. And for people, not just visitors, but for locals to be able to enjoy experiences of our local food and so part of that at the moment, and we're about to, in the next week or so, be asking people to register with us what they produce.
For the first 6 months or so that this concept was really getting up and running, you had support from the State Department of Planning. You had support from the three regional councils involved. You're kind of on your own now, to an extent.
Yeah, look, there has been a transition where that funding did end on the 30th of June. Going beyond that, we're certainly going to be looking to secure more funding. We have to identify our priorities, which we have started to do around what we need to get done in the early stages of this group. So already Mackay Regional Council has come on board to fund some more work into looking at a local farmers market. So that funding is, you know, is current and is helping to progress the activities that, you know, we have identified. You know, there's various funding sources, not just those ones that kicked us off to help us run events like the dinners that we did this year.
Okay, so at this point, which individuals or entities are involved in your organisation?
So we have 9 committee members who have been appointed. And so without naming the individuals, we represent various sectors, both geographically, and also we have farmers, we have people in the hospitality sector, we have people who are, for example, in education and can bring an element of, you know, how we can connect with schools and progress some of those goals as well. And we have individuals who have, for example, marketing experience and can help with our communication. So it's a broad cross-section, hopefully representative of our community.
Most, if not all, of the farmers that I've come across since this began have been what I might call niche farmers, not unlike yourself. Is there an effort, or do you think it's not suitable to get more farmers who are more on the commodity market, so to speak, to get involved?
Well, actually, we do have a large-scale cattle producer on that committee, Josie Angus, who people would know from Signature Beef. And so she, you know, clearly has identified this group as a way to progress the things that, you know, she sees as priorities for her sector. And so, you know, we expect that there are going to be, and we have already had engagement with people who are, as you say, I guess bigger scale in terms of producing commodities, and a lot of those, for example, tomato growers in the Bowen area come from that background and are already exporting produce. So there's just opportunity to work with people who are already doing those things.
How do you convince farmers of that larger commodity scale in the Mackay, Isaac, Whitsunday regions that a project like this is going to benefit them?
Yeah, I guess that's part of, you know, how we will evolve. We don't see ourselves as trying to convert people. And I think people will, you know, identify for themselves whether they see value in what's happening as part of this process. I really think, you know, for many farmers, when, you know, they're struggling with their, you know, whether it's profit or you know, the current conditions, you know, seasonal, of course, is always going to be an impact. But wherever they can see value, so if we can demonstrate that there is an opportunity for us to work more collaboratively to add value to the things that they're doing, it might not be for their whole production. You know, they obviously might see that there could be a portion of what they're growing might fit in with what we're talking about in terms of a local food economy. We are still supportive of what happens in terms of exporting product. That's an important, you know, outlet for a lot of our produce, but we equally want to focus on what we can use locally to promote that brand of our own local food economy.
Do you have a logo? Any thoughts on that?
No, we don't have a logo yet either. So that's, again, something that needs to be developed with the skills of, you know, someone with graphic design skills. And this is part of, you know, it's got to come from our community. It's got to represent, you know, what we have to offer. And in a way, we're still working that out. We know some of the things that we do here. But as we gather more of this data from people who tell us what they're doing, then we can work on the logo as well.
Is it a consideration, though, the logo? Is something, because I'm quite lazy and I want to be able to go into a shop in Mackay and I don't want to have to think. I just want to see that logo and think, oh, that's a product that's part of the Greater Whitsunday program here.
Yes, absolutely. Certification is something in the future for people who are going to be members and people who commit to the, you know, I guess, provenance guidelines that we'll be developing and have already, you know, started to be formulated. Because that's right, if we're going to promote ourselves as a brand, then we need to help people recognise when they are purchasing produce or food or having an experience that supports those, that the vision of our group.